all we know is that she'd spent the Sunday afternoon watching American football with some friends, and about 6:30 she left the restaurant they'd been watching the football match in, and then about 9:30, 9:45 time, she was found. Her car had come off the road and hit a tree.
And what do you know about her condition, and how is she, and where is she at the moment?
At the moment, she's in intensive care in the hospital in Georgetown, in the capital of Cayman Islands, and her condition is critical. She's heavily sedated at the moment. We don't know the full extent of her injuries. There's probable or possible spinal damage and possible brain injuries, and we don't know the full extent of those yet.
And I guess that must be one of the reasons, other than having her with her family, but why you want to get her back here, to make sure that those kind of diagnoses can take place and she can be assessed.
Yeah, I mean, the difficulty is, although Cayman Islands is reasonably developed, they don't have all the equipment over there to be able to assess her brain injuries. There's some form of electronical things they put, sensors on your head to measure your brain activity. They don't have that equipment in the Cayman Islands. That, to me, would appear to be critical to get a decent diagnosis.
So tell me a little bit about the appeal that you've launched and what you're trying to do.
The appeal's been launched to get the money together to pay for an air ambulance to get her home and to fund her rehabilitation. We don't know what adaptations are going to have to be made for a house to get her to be able to live at home again, whether that involves installing hoists and wet rooms and things like that. The air ambulance costs are over £50,000. You've got to fly a doctor and a paramedic and a pilot and a co-pilot there and back. It's not cheap.
How's the appeal been going so far? Have you been kind of surprised and heartened, really, by people's response?
Well, we launched the appeal, I think it was 9:30 on Tuesday evening, and just now I've just looked, we've just under £5,000. And the messages that we're receiving, not only from friends, but from people who we've never heard of, who've just said, look, I don't know who Kate is, but I've seen the story and we're really sorry for your plight. Myself and Claire here, we're sitting down at night reading all these messages, and you know, it brings tears to your eyes just seeing, reading all the messages. There's one person the other week who said, you know, I did a load of overtime last week and I was going to treat myself. I've decided not to treat myself because you're more important, Kate. It's hard. We've put a target of £500,000 on the fund. That, I think, was being probably overstating it, but if someone can tell me the cost of rehabilitation, I'll put the figure down, but I honestly don't know. We know the airfare to get on the air ambulance is £50,000. I honestly don't know at the moment. It's all continuous. What we've decided as a group is that any excess funds that are left over, it will probably be donating to the spinal injury unit or some spinal charity or rehab charity locally.